Have you ever thought of recording your own podcast? Well, now with Anchor, you can go ahead and create your podcast for free with Anchor. And the most easiest way to do it, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right on your phone or computer. Best of all, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello guys. Before we get on to today's episode, I wanted to talk a bit about Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield is one of the best VPN services to protect your privacy wherever you're in your desktop, laptop, or your mobile phone, traveling abroad, somewhere in the world. Here in the digital world, we are always never aware what will happen to us in our data getting exposed out in the real world. But with Virtual Shield, you are always in good hands. The Virtual Shield has been a gift of good and has been a lifesaver whenever I've been traveling around domestically or even internationally. And it's always going to be in good hands whenever you are inside of a hotel, airport, or a coffee shop, for instance. And whenever you are in a open hotspot out like that, you will always going to be at risk of hackers and people that will be snooping on your devices. Please, never go out without privacy and security again, period. Virtual Shield is available on all major platforms and operating systems. For instance, Windows, Apple, Macs, and if you're traveling on the go on your mobile phone, for instance, if you have an iPhone or an Android on the go, Virtual Shield has an app for that too. Virtual Shield has you covered. What are you waiting for right now too? Now is a good time to get it. And whenever you are traveling, this will be a lifesaver for you for many, many days to come. Virtual Shield affiliate link down in the description below. Okay. There we go. Whew. Alrighty, so looks like everything's working perfectly, actually. Hello, guys. Thanks for listening to the Leon LeGray podcast. Your host, Leon, here. And right now, I am talking through my phone on a Monday morning, and it is now 9:40 p.m. So yeah, 9:40 a.m. right there, I should say, since I just got up a few hours ago. And right now with my mom, she is just in her daughter's on a checkup, since she's now caught a very bad cold, I would say. So there looks like she said that maybe catching up with catching up with some bronchitis, but she's gonna get that confirmed with the doctor to see if she can get some antibiotics. So, so as I'm waiting for her here in the hospital too, I'm just gonna be doing a bit of commentary and this and that. So that's what I'm up to right now, since now I am here. In the hospital with here in the hallway listening to some nice classical music. So don't mind the music in the background while I'm doing some commentary, because I know it may be a bit distracting, but however, I'm sure you guys wouldn't mind it too as well. But and also I know there's going to be some people passing as well, so some people moving back and forth, but which is okay. but anyways, let's go ahead and get started right here, because I want to go ahead and do a little bit of commentary that there's been some things that came in mind, especially a few days ago. I did talk about Microsoft. Apple, for the matter. I talked about a few days about how I didn't like the fact that Apple's hardware is not what it used to be in par with the yesteryears, which I've which I've said it before, and I will say it again too. Apple's, I've had tons of issues. I've had tons of issues with Apple in the past with their hardware, especially with after Apple has gone rotten to the core, I should say. And this is my thing with Apple. It's like they've announced themselves as a premium brand, and here they are. They've screwed up so much, even considering as far as hardware and putting the pieces together. Even this is one thing as well, like as far as innovation with Apple. And I will say that the innovations with that company is no longer what it used to be. And to me, I'll still stick what I've said to, and I will continue to say that for sure. And as far as leadership with Apple, along with Tim Cook around, I don't think they've got the edge and energy as it once used to. And some people are going to kind of go at me with this too. But I think after the passing of Steve Jobs and when Tim Cook took over, I think things have turned for the ugly, not for the better, I suppose. So that's what I want to do a bit of a commentary about with it is Apple. And as far as Apple being such a legendary company and all, you would think that they could have had done these fix-ups and they could have done so much to do really, really well with their customers. I would have thought, hey, why not fix these issues that the customers known about the company? So for me and my take, I was like, yeah, they should have had done anything to fix and address these issues. That's my opinion right there. Is like, hey, where is the Apple that we once know of? And so there's the issue with that I see with Apple. And though there are a few things I will address with Tim Cook that he's done somewhat good too and all. And now, however, one of my main core issues is that they don't know how to make hardware like they used to. And the fact is that now a phone being cost from a $500 or $600 phone now to a $1,000 phone. That's what kind of gets me with the whole premium brand of Apple, because sure, I mean, they have a reputation of being the high price phone for the cost, which I get it. But I think at this point, the cult of personality of the brand is, I think, it's starting to die out. It's someone that I would never ever say, I will ever say that, but I think a lot of people are going to start phasing out the cult of personality or the cult following of any brand to a point. This is where we are at with the whole Apple scene right there too. And the only reason why I want to comment on Apple is, well, for one, there was a news on The Verge a few days ago. In fact, I'm definitely gonna bring it up on here. And actually, while I'm looking up on it, I may as well go ahead and talk about the Apple's notification bar, which I have to say, when it comes to Apple, they do have great notification bar, which is really, really sexy in its own way. Now, the new Apple, this is what disappointed me when I found out about it as well. In fact, there's other outlets that are talking about it. In fact, 3 to 4 days ago, actually, they've talked about this, and I'm not really happy. And I'm not really happy at all because that destroys Apple as a brand on its own. In fact, Ars Technica even reported about this too, which states on their article citing Apple's new App Store policies fight spam and abuse, but also allow ads and notifications. Yeah, give that thought for a second and let that sink in. How I despise ads altogether because the fact that why do you want to push advertisements on a notification bar? And there's the issue with that too. I'm okay accepting advertisements probably in the size of a internet web page or advertisements on a flash GIF, whatever, right? And now this is my issue with that too. Like, we're gonna see that in notification bars on the Apple, and I don't like where this is going with that too. And so Ars Technica, so reading over on this article states that early this week, Apple notified app developers of a revised set of App Store review guidelines, the rules by which Apple curates its iOS, iPad OS, TV OS, Watch OS, and Mac OS app stores. Among many other things, the revised rules expand the definition of what constitutes a spam app. See, and this is what bothers me and right there, because they know also that they're trying to fight spam and abuse, but then in the other side of it, idiocy they've got going on is they're going to also serve ads in notification bar, which not a lot of Apple users ever ask for. I mean, this is ridiculous on its own. So thinking about it here too, why would you want to serve that when nobody is asking for this? And there's one thing I would say with Apple is this is really wrong. And I remember there was a time where Apple, you can go to the Apple discussion boards and talk about your opinions right there and see what you can add right there and see what Apple can fix on there. And so to me, this is not something that they're ever going to fix on this as well. Mind you, this is really pushing it too. And I think this is starting to become a controversial topic because imagine if Google ended up putting ads on the notification bar where nobody's ever asked for. And I think it's ridiculous. And so reading over here too, among many other things, the revised rules expand the definition of what constitutes a spam app, clarify that developers are able to push notifications to serve ads to users, provide users explicitly opt-in to them, and limit submission and current types of apps to trust organizations in regulated or sensitive industries. The most controversial of these changes have been the clear statement that developers can serve ads to users via push notifications. At one point in the past, Apple's guidelines stated in push notifications should not be used for advertising, promotions, or direct marketing purposes, or to send sensitive personal or confidential information. Now the guideline states, push notifications must not be required for the app to function and should not be used to send sensitive personal or confidential information. Push notifications should not be used for promotions or direct marketing purposes unless customers have explicitly opt-in in via consented language displayed in your app's UI, and you provide a method in your app for a user to opt out from receiving such messages. Oh my God. And so reading over here too, I continue on forward on this next sentence. Okay, Pixel Envy's Nick here noted that Apple was already failing to enforce the original language. So this seems like captivation to what some developers have been doing for a while. Perhaps in response to difficulty policing this consistently. Hare also points out that there is not currently a pre-baked way for developers to sort between types of notifications. So that you provide a method in your app for a user to opt out from receiving such messages. Language may still curb some of this behavior. And this is where this comes to in mind as well too. In fact, I'm going to leave all you listeners out there to put down your opinions on this too, because I do see this topic not going away as far as push notification ads, and I think this is where I see it. They're just crossing the line right here too, and I think when people find more about this, about the information, I think a lot of people will end up looking to escape it. But then at the same time, I don't think people are going to jump out of the Apple bandwagon, because a lot of people are so obsessed about the whole Apple camera, the three lens camera. I mean, quite honestly, I honestly don't care for high resolution three lens cameras, as long as the camera works. Pretty honestly, because if I wanted to get a camera really good, I could be putting in additional money for a DLR lens cameras, in which I could be putting a lot more money in than having spent $1,000 for an iPhone 10 or 11. Then again, I digress. So, looking over here, I think this is such a very stingy where they're going, and Apple is a company, they don't really seem to care anymore, because this is quite a very bad behavior coming from a company which I've liking how they're going through this. So this is just my opinion. Your opinion is yours as well. And however, let me see if I can finish reading one part right here. So it looks like this article, which reads about the deadline. The deadline implements on this one here. Okay, so which says users will continue to have the option to disable all notifications from an app or simply stop using it if they do not like its behavior. In other changes, Apple has signaled to developers that all new apps must be submitted using the iOS or iPadOS 13 SDK starting April 30th, and named April 30th as a deadline to implement sign-in with Apple in apps that are already offering other universal sign-on services, something Apple warned as coming many months ago already. The review's guidelines stipulates that developers must treat users with respect when responding to reviews in the App Store, that fortune-telling or dating apps will be rejected. Unless they provide a unique, high-quality experience that developers may no longer use custom demands or suggestions, that users review the app and instead use the provided API. Yeah, that tells you a lot right there, how I see the new age of Apple with pretty much on the Tim Cook era where we are at right now too. And it's starting to become ridiculous as more things are coming up. And honestly, I couldn't say this better too. I have to say though, I only own the Apple 3GS and the Apple 5S phone in the past. Never I would ever go through another iOS device. I don't care how many people say how good it is. I would not spend over $1,000 on a phone, no matter how good this is. Heck, you can go for an Android phone. Spend less than that, of course. You can spend
under $500 for a good modern film, which is great, and you don't have to spend a lot. And this is something I love to encourage people to do if they are going to go for that route and trying to spend on a good quality film. Even Google doesn't push ad notifications on their Android OS, but still, it's ridiculous. I will not buy any of their products. If I have to keep one product from them, it's probably the iPod Classic for music, for entertainment, all that stuff. So anyways, I'd love to hear anyone's opinion on this topic, because I think it's important to talk about. So if you got your opinions, by all means, leave your voice message on anchor.fm and tell me more about it too. And just a quick reminder, because I am going to go ahead and end the quick show right here. So if you want to listen to more commentaries or episodes like this, I am available on podchasers.com and /Leon the Great podcast. So I am available on Podchasers, Apple iTunes, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio Public, you name it. I'm pretty much all over the place right now. So by all means, just type on Leon LeGray on your podcast service of choice, and you can find me right there too. And also, love to hear anyone's review. And if you have made a review on any of your podcast host provider, just let me know. Love to hear your take on the situation with Apple. But yeah, also, just to note this out, one very last thing, that the upcoming weeks from now, I'm going to be actually going to be introduced to a show by a friend of mine, which is some of you may know Michael J. Burgess from the Be It Me Not You podcast that he has on his photography podcast. So I know that we've talked directly via direct message. So hopefully we will have a show together on it. I will let everybody know when that's going to be. So if you want to go ahead and follow me there, I'll let you guys know. And make sure to follow up my social medias like Twitter, Mastodon, VK, all that good stuff right there too. I'll be keeping my socials up to date when I'm going to go and talk on his show. So I know at some point it's going to be pretty soon, but we'll let you guys know further down the road via social media. But anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this small commentary, Apple commentary, what I've got to say. But anyways, gonna go ahead and get some reading done while I'm waiting for my mom while she's over at the hospital. All right, that's about it. Have a great rest of the Monday and take care. Bye-bye.